By contrast, other European countries started to reopen their borders. Germany said it would lift warnings and allow its citizens to travel abroad from June 15th. It is pushing neighbouring countries to agree on common standards for social distancing. Greece and Italy will allow tourism from June and Spain from July 1st. Cyprus offered to repay some holiday costs to tourists if they contract COVID-19 while visiting the country. The European Commission proposed a new 7-year budget for the EU that includes a €750 billion, that's $825 billion, post-COVID recovery fund. The fund would distribute to member states €500 billion in grants and €250 billion in loans, and would be financed by borrowing based on guarantees provided by national governments. The plan builds on ideas proposed by France and Germany, but Austria, Denmark, the Netherlands and Sweden, the Frugal Four, are sceptical. A judge on British Columbia's Supreme Court ruled that extradition proceedings brought by the United States against Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of Huawei, a Chinese telecoms giant, could continue. The decision means she cannot go home. Her arrest in Vancouver in December 2018 provoked a diplomatic row between Canada and China. Two women became the first same-sex couple to marry in Costa Rica immediately after it became legal. The ceremony was shown on a 3-hour television broadcast about marriage equality. Coronavirus briefs. Countries in the Americas are the new centre of the pandemic, according to the WHO. Infections and deaths in Mexico have doubled over the past 2 weeks. Brazil now has the world's second highest number of cases, prompting the United States, more than 100,000 deaths, to ban non-American travellers who have been to the country. Russia has also reported sharp increases in confirmed cases and deaths over 2 weeks. The actual numbers are thought to be much higher. Spain revised its death toll down by more than 1,900 because of duplicates and wrongly attributed deaths. A test and trace system was introduced in England. India resumed domestic flights amid much confusion at airports about whether planes would be allowed to land in certain states.